Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to One and Done, a Wrapped in Bacon production. I am Eric.
This is Adam.
Jason.
Wayne.
And tonight we are here, we are sampling a growler that I picked up from Red Wing Brewing, which is in Red Wing, Minnesota, a very new brewery. They just opened up at 1411 Old West Main Street. So they're just outside of downtown, near the old Red Wing Pottery Factory. What we have here...
Do they make shoes there also?
Not at the brewery.
Okay.
Nor the Pottery Factory.
I'm at the Pottery Factory.
Do they have a barn near the pottery?
No barn.
Okay.
No.
Do they have a leather-flavored beer they use their shoes in?
Oh, wait. This is called Work Boot Red.
Oh.
Wait.
Well.
We had beard beer made from the yeast from some brewer's beard. This is going to be the yeast from some brewer's boot, is it?
No, they haven't been around long enough to have cultivated yeast from their boots yet.
Oh, thank God.
They're so new they haven't got sweat in their boots yet, apparently.
Oh, well, good. Well, so, it is cold.
Their boot?
No, where we live.
Why does anyone live here? I don't know. The summers?
To test their boots?
To test. Got to have somewhere to test them.
Right.
And I love these little plastic rings that heat shrink around the top of them.
Oh, so what?
Is this on the
what type of growler? Vessel is this?
Growler.
It's a growler.
Okay. It's a growler. And
64 ounce?
Half gallon.
Gotcha. Well, there are 2 liter growlers out there as well. So
2 liter growlers.
Which is a couple ounces more.
They're the big ones with the
big
metal
handle on them.
Oh.
Got a couple.
And they have that snap top.
So I was in Red Wing
I just saw really big letters on the back of the bottle. It says contains half gallon. I just thought it was funny. I'm sorry. It's really big letters. I can read it from across the table.
Well, some of us are amused by that at least.
Okay.
I tried a couple of their beers. This one I tasted, and this one is
heavy. Apparently, by the way you're pouring it.
Yeah, Jesus Christ!
Well, it's a half gallon.
Okay.
Wow, that's an interesting palsy you've developed.
Oh. Yeah, you're.
Oh yeah, put there. It on the ground all the way over there. This isn't dangerous.
Like
at all.
The glass is like half off the table as he's pouring it.
Oh, right over your keyboard. You are a brave man.
Right over the iPad. Who he cherishes more than his own child, I think.
Third.
Mm. Oh, his child is third?
No. Thinking wife, child, iPad.
Then other child.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Clink. Clinky, clinky.
Adam, so, is your table bigger? You seem farther away.
Or it could just be that you're table. Farther away than you usually are.
So one of the interesting things I found about their beers, this is actually the highest alcohol beer they had, and it's only 5.4%. I say only because we've drank some heavy beers, and a lot of beers now are like 6 and plus. So
I'd say perhaps probably the average at least.
Yeah, so 5.4 is their highest. Their next down was 5.1, which was I think their IPA, and then their stout was like 4.8, and then their pale ale was 4.6. So it's like they're pretty much make session beers.
I was going to say they should just call it Red Wing Session Beers.
But it's pretty much two guys are the owner, one guy's wife and the guy's girlfriend, and they have pizza. They have a brew pub, essentially, is what it is. So you go sit down and...
There's a guy...
Two guys.
A wife and a girlfriend.
Two guys.
And he.
That are the owners.
Okay.
So one has a wife.
One has a wife and one has a girlfriend, and they pretty much
run the
shop.
There was a dream job going on. So.
Sorry, honey.
It might be a dream job.
So what's going on now that we're... So what do you guys think? It's very mild. It's kind of more of a red color, obviously. It's called a... How do they describe it on the bottle?
It's called Work Boot Red, and it's their like Scottish red ale.
It's moderately clear.
Mm-hmm.
Not super cloudy, but not super clear either.
It's no Busch Light.
Well, that's an accurate statement, depending on how you want to take that.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah. Either way.
I miss my Busch Light.
From a flavor profile,
it's... We haven't really gone anywhere, so... Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the, I think the predominant flavors are going to be like really the malty and a little toffee.
Yeah, a little malty and toffee.
But a little dry. Mm-hmm. Doesn't last too long.
It's not an extremely exciting beer, but it's definitely drinkable. You know?
Yeah.
There's no one quality to me that just is like, wow, this beer is, if you like this, you should try this beer. It's kind of well-rounded.
Yeah. If anything, it's the maltiness that stands out.
Yep. There's not much spice, not much herbs. No, like the hops are barely there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be curious as to how much grain they use, because it's probably not. I mean, I can't imagine they use a ton of anything, because it's, I mean, like I said, everything's, by today's standards of what constitutes, like, what, you know, beer heads are looking for, it's a fairly low alcohol beer. I'm looking on Rate Beer right now, and it says that in the last couple years, the average ABV of a new beer that comes out is 7.2%.
Hmm. Yeah.
So that's strong. So there you have it. It's below average.
Rather.
from an
ABV standpoint.
Yes. Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Not trying to knock them.
No.
I mean, you could if you really wanted to.
You know, this is...
I mean, I like you when you go visit, but, you know.
This kind of reminds me of a... I'm trying to remember which Shells beer it reminds me of, actually.
Just Shells in general?
Yeah, there's a Shells beer. I'm trying to think if it's kind of more like the Firebrick or...
Was it their winter?
Maybe. It's very reminiscent of that.
It kind of does remind me of Summit's winter. Hmm. For that nutty brown ale almost.
Yeah, but it's much lighter. And
Summit's or this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of ran out of steam with Summit's winter. Hmm. My palate moved on. I used to really like it.
Yeah, I have to agree. Well, it's not maybe not Summit. I'm thinking of Shells had a. It came in a like a blue case. It may have been their winter beer. I used to think that was really good, and then I kind of moved away from that once I started drinking all the crap that you started bringing.
After you tainted me.
After you corrupted my palate.
I hate it when people taint me.
Would they rather they chode you?
Taint nothing.
But a hound dog.
Taint nothing but a hound dog. I had no idea that's what that song was about. Elvis, you dog, you.
You hound dog, you. Oh, Jason's holding the stomach.
Definitely burping a lot from this beer.
Not sure it's the beer. It's not even that carbonated, really. It's not a bubbly beer.
Maybe it's the malt.
Well, in other news, maybe Wayne has gas. He announced it earlier today at the Buffalo Tap. He said, but luckily it doesn't smell, apparently, so that's good.
Well, it never smells when you're the one that does it.
No, it smells. You just don't mind it.
Oh, I mind that.
Everyone likes their own brand, as they say in Austin Powers.
No.
All right, well, to each his own, I guess.
Are you saying you like your own?
I'm just saying
it's... Like if you had your choice and it was a nice, you know, winter morning and...
No.
You wanted to toast...
You're taking it the wrong way.
Relaxed on the fire and then, like, I'd like to sit in a small room, preferably a sauna, and smell my own stink.
No, I'm just saying that, like, if you have the choice between your own and your neighbor's, you're probably going to pick your own.
Oh, choice.
That was already in you once, right?
You know, there are times, and I'm sure you can relate to this, where something ungodly has come from the nether regions, and you're like, oh, dear God,
That smells like Gouda.
That is horrifying. I need to crawl out of my own skin to get away with
it. Actually, I think...
And there are moments like that where if you really, truly, honestly looked at it and you thought about it, you'd probably think, there are times when somebody else's might have been better.
Well, yeah, it's true. Well, we could argue about this forever, but...
but alas.
I think we'll move on. I think
that's a worthwhile scholarly exercise.
This was my college research paper, by the way.
Dave Blake, if you're listening.
Brands! Your own or your friends? Which will it be? Wow. Yeah, I need to drink this faster.
So just to circle that back, thanks, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. I was just, you know, I didn't bring it up. I just brought it up in the podcast, but...
I'd like to point out that I brought that up with before having drunk anything.
That's true. He did, so...
they're doing Cockins, Cockins, and Rimmler's, R-E-M-M-L-E-R, which is another old brewery in a Red Wing that they have used their recipe to. It's kind of cool.
Huh.
They bring back those old brews.
Rimmler's?
Sure.
So what defines, I'm curious, because I don't know what defines a pre-prohibition beer, because there was that big push for Batch 19, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was like everywhere. There was signs for, they had a wonderful marketing campaign, but I don't think the beer was all that good.
No,
so.
It wasn't. I tried it.
I don't know what defines a pre-prohibition beer.
Something
know?
That was made before prohibition?
Well, yeah, but I mean, obviously.
This is old beer that they just kind of.
All right.
That has been remade from the original, that recipe that was pre-prohibition.
Okay. Gotcha. That's all it is. Okay. I didn't know if it was a particular style or you had to use a certain.
No. Yeast a lot of them are, I mean, just standard lagers or standard ales or whatever. But.
So, but in the case of that, is it like a different type of yeast or anything? It's just, is it just a.
It's a recipe.
The style of recipe that it's people recipe. Liked before the. Before Prohibition, and then they came back after Prohibition went, oh, God, we could do that a hell of a lot better. Here's our chance.
I don't know if that's the case because I think a lot of the lagers that most Americans drink today were around pre-Prohibition. Yeah. I just think they pared down to something that's sold.
Sure.
Well, product.
So here's a little fact, and it says part of the authenticity suggests that you need to use a domestic 6-row pale malt in your brew. And they're typically lagers. They're not typically ales.
Okay.
I don't know if that was because it was easier to brew in the north when it was cold. I don't know. Yes,
probably.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense. I mean, obviously, you know, Chicago being a huge bootleg, you know, with Capone and all that stuff. That would make sense. So that would be interesting. So there you have it. That's at least one fact. I'm not going to look into too much because I'll make too much noise.
I would really like you to replay what just happened and just...
I can do that.
Every one of those sentences did not actually end.
Didn't actually what?
End.
Oh. It was like start sentence, stop, start another, stop, start another, stop. I'm thinking better of this. Stop.
If Adam the Fragmented.
If there was an Olympic event.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If it was an Olympic event, it'd be run-on sentences.
Well, not even run-on. No, it was stop
incomplete
and start.
Run-on sentences.
Right.
Incomplete run-on. I just did it again.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to be so self-conscious now. That's I almost right. think that.
Come here.
He just did it again. I almost think that.
I did that on purpose. And I'm going to be self-conscious to this.
So, Jason, how's work doing?
Yep.
Yep.
For those of you tuning in, Jason works outdoors in the construction industry, and we're in Minneapolis now, and for the last 4 days, it's been sub-zero temperatures and negative 30 below wind chill.
Single digits at best.
Yeah, Jason is obviously made of hardier stuff than any of us.
Yeah.
No, we pussed out. We didn't work yesterday or the day before. We worked a half day Monday and figured out that it was really cold.
code.
Ready code.
Ready code.
Now, don't you work with like steel?
Steel.
Isn't that extra cold when it's cold?
Isn't that
just leach?
Yeah.
Warmth from your body, yes, like a does. Heat sink.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually glad that you said that because you're the first people that have explained heat transfer the correct way. I'm a nerd.
That is funny. Because the heat does go out, not the cold in. Like on the job when it's that cold, obviously it just, you get cold very quickly. But then, like today it was, I don't know, about 20 degrees, sun was shining, and I have to get closer.
You don't have to.
Okay. 20 degrees, not sun shining, and everything around was melting. And that's always fun because then it's not so cold.
Right. So you
I think I heard that story wrong. What?
So you actually worked today, is what you're saying?
Yes. All the metal around you was melting? How hot was it?
Everything.
We didn't tell you that he was working on mercury today.
When you're using a torch, it's easy to melt metal.
He was working with the Terminator.
Because I missed the first part of that because I don't know why I was spacing off, and all of a sudden I heard everything around me was melting. Like, where were you?
The sun.
No, apparently.
Yeah, good to sweet job in the halogen collider. It's pretty cool.
No, I don't know why it's hot in there. It doesn't make any sense at all. But
surely you mean Hadron Collider.
Oh, yeah.
Not the halogen collider.
No,
it's a halogen. We take halogen lights and we throw them at each other.
Somebody's got to pick up this glass mess again. Stupid scientists.
I'm on my A game tonight. I wouldn't. Okay.
There you go again.
I give in.
He has a superpower. He really does.
He has a superpower?
Yeah, the ability to start a sentence and then.
And then what?
Exactly.
What does he do with the sentence? I need to know.
God.
So this reminds me of an Onion article where my nephew, who is has some developmental issues at the time. And he's reading through this Onion article and he's talking about this thing that happened, this horrible thing that was happening, and it was literally worded like that. And this horrible thing happened, and he's reading through this article and he's like, suddenly he goes, God, what is it? What is it? And I look at the article taken from him and go, okay, it's a joke. That's the point. I think, never mind.
Yeah.
If you ever listen to this, I love you, man. But that was a funny moment.
Your stupidity brought light to my life. Hey, that was a complete sentence. I did it.
Right, great. Right, while slamming somebody else.
While making fun of the challenged people. I'm so sorry.
So to get back to the beer real quick, I think.
Eric, I was going back to the beer.
You're persisting with the beer.
I know.
It's almost like this is a podcast that we're drinking beer.
I will say that I got this bottled up 2.5 weeks ago, right under the tap. So it's probably a little oxygenated from just sitting around too long. So it's been in the fridge cold, but so
what's the suggested time that you drink something if you get a growler poured right from the tap, like just within a week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we're probably, yeah, but it's,
this is like a serve by.
I don't think it's overly done or, I mean, like
sure.
Bland or flat or anything like that, because there's still some carbonation in there. Mm-hmm. But so, Jason, is this better than your usual?
Yes. No.
What?
Maybe.
So no one makes fun
commit
of Jason
man.
For that.
Commit,
but
man. Would you please commit?
Me trying.
No,
to.
No, it's not better than my usual.
So
because lately my usual has been surly. So.
Oh, okay.
This is what Angel heard when she proposed to him.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I don't think it's all that way.
Baby.
Yeah, little did you know that Jason's actual last name is Skluz and Angel's last name is Achik, so they got it hyphenated.
Is that how that works?
So now it's
wondering how my name got longer.
Not just your name.
My goodness. So much gladder that it was so warm today. We had a heat wave up here, which is, what is it, 17 today was the high?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you go. There's always someone who has to outdo you. Oh, well, I'm in Vancouver, and it was negative 39. There's always that one guy who does that. Yeah. Like, can't I just have my one moment of glory?
Guys.
Or two guys.
Or more. Just
and their cup.
And their cup.
And their cup. Or their growler.
Two guys, one growler?
No.
No, we're not going back to that.
So I was at a party a couple weeks ago.
You were at a party?
Yeah, sorry, you were like...
No, keep going.
So I was at a party a couple weeks ago for one of my wife's clients. She turned 29 and threw herself a 80s birthday party.
So
in her 80s. So there's a bunch of old people there?
So no, they like were all the wearing Depends?
So like the 1980s theme.
Oh,
and she's how old?
29, so born in the 80s.
Right.
Okay. Doesn't remember them very well.
Anyways, that has nothing to really do with my story except for the place that I was at. Ran into a guy who was also at Darkness Day. He happened to be drinking a Surly, so I struck a conversation because I knew absolutely nobody there except for my wife. Because I got drug along. And
I thought you were going to say I got drunk a
lot. I got drunk along. I got drunk on.
I was drunk.
And I can't remember. Talked to him about Darkness Day for a while. So that was interesting, meeting somebody out of the blue that was at Darkness same mm-hmm. time we were.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Not like that happens very often in the great city of New Prague.
So is there more to the story or that?
No, that was about it. Just, you know.
Well, so where was he in line? Where was he?
I asked him that and he kind of.
He didn't remember, did he?
He said something about I don't think he actually camped out. He said he was there Friday night and then he left. So he was kind of saying that, you know. But then he shared a Bourbon County Stout with me, which was awesome.
That's nice.
Oh, well, that is very nice.
Yeah.
What was his name?
We haven't told him that we did.
We got some.
Oh, we haven't told him.
We got some.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was three, yes.
I was bummed that I couldn't make it to the tap today. I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, they had the barley wine was good. Yeah, the barley wine is pretty good. In fact, because they had the Bourbon County Stout on tap last week.
Yeah.
And I kind of struggled through it. I mean, I liked it and enjoyed it, but it was. I think it needed to sit for a year. To really get it. But the barley wine is ready to drink right now.
Cool. That's very good.
But yeah, we were at South Lyndale Liquors and told these guys, sent them the tweets. I don't know if I sent them to you, but you probably couldn't get there anyway. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
But it's funny because
it was lucky we could make it there because of the traffic.
Oh, yeah, because it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was snowing. It was, that was our first snowstorm of the year.
And I got there like an hour before they were supposed to let people start buying. So it was out there at 4:30. Looking around as people started showing up, and I sort of noticed the pattern of they're just wandering the store. They're here for Bourbon County. So Wayne showed up, and I'm like, okay, that couple, that guy, those two guys, and that guy, they're all here for
Please go kill them now.
Yeah, and then, yeah, so they released it at 5:30, and I got there at, I don't know, 5:28. On my way home from work, it was something like that, and it was, and I very loudly I went up to Eric and Wayne, who were there was no line really. It was just kind of a bunch of people standing around.
Oh,
the same
we kind of formed a line, and we were at the front.
Well, that's the thing randomly. Is that
because I kind of knew where they'd bring the beer out from, so I was like, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to watch because they're going to drop it down there.
I came up and kind of very loudly, so the people around me heard. I said, I don't know if there's a line or anything. And everyone was kind of like, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, well, I guess I'll just stand here. And then sure enough, yeah, they came out. And it was kind of scary because they brought out two cases of Bourbon County Stout, one case of the Bourbon County Barley Wine. You could buy two bottles of the Stout, one of the Barley Wine. and we were the first three people there. Grabbed the three bottles and turned around, and it looked like the people were running towards the Beatles the first time they ever saw them.
Right.
It was crazy.
I grabbed
crazy.
My three bottles and I turned around, we and got there. This wall of people.
Oh, dear God.
It was weird, though, because he comes out, he rolls out these things on the dolly, sets them down there, goes and leaves, and
disappears.
We're like standing there going, hmm. And Eric goes, well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going.
Because there's a guy behind me that's like, should we line up someplace? I'm like, I don't know about you. You can line up. I'm going down there.
So we walk up there, and there's some little signs on it saying two of the stout and one of the barley wine. I'm like, all right, we're first.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad when I heard someone in the back yell, some people were here first, and I just kind of snuck out.
I just kind of left.
Yeah, I kind of put them under my coat and walked.
Good for you. I still got some.
Yeah, after paying, right?
Yeah, right. So how do you guys like the geek glasses?
Mm-hmm. I very much like the geek glasses.
I dig them. I dig them.
Yep.
I think I'm going to get mine engraved to say, like, red shirt Adam.
No, it should just say red shirt.
You're such a douche. Well, actually, that would make sense, just to say red shirt, because it's just a label versus a full sentence.
Yeah, I thought they would be good size glasses for pretty much anything. We could do scotch in these and beer.
Speaking of scotch, we should do a scotch one of these times.
Oh, I have a plan for that.
A cunning plan.
I actually explicitly bought a bottle of scotch in England for this.
Well, at the time, you didn't know it was for this, but
no, I did.
Oh, dear. He's had plans for us for some time.
I have.
So when was this?
Back in July.
Hmm. He's been thinking about one and done
He's
for a long
thinking
time.
Thinking about drinking us under the table since July.
It's true.
Now what? Now, okay. Now, so here's the question.
Yes.
So if we were to do a one and done with the scotch, we cannot drink the whole bottle for the love of God and all that is holy.
Oh, we will.
Oh God,
we better do
it's
it.
A very small bottle.
We better do it on a Saturday at noon.
Pace yourself.
You might want to get some more disk space to store them.
I'm going to go with 9 a.m. Either that or we have an hour cap, so if we don't finish it, we just got to chug. We'll just take pulls from the bottle. And then we'll
I
record
think the
a separate
spirit of
one
Sean
called.
Sean Gaffney is rolling in its grave.
I think we'll have to take a. We'll have to come up with another podcast, which is like Smashed and Done or something. Where we're like,
smashed
where
and
we
done.
Go, we just do 20 minutes of us completely obliterated, and then we just cut it, and it might end mid sentence. Well, or if it, in my case, it'll end at the end of a sentence.
Look, a 750 milliliter bottle of scotch divided by four is only 187.5 milliliters each.
How many ounces is that?
I don't know yet.
Get your metric system straight. All right. Oh, we'll find out right now. We'll do this right now. What is it? What is it? 180 milliliters?
187.5.
Yeah. 187.5. It is 6.3403 ounces. So
that's like a half a bottle of beer. Come on, guys.
What beer are you
and
drinking?
And what's the alcohol kind of? What is it? 30 proof?
No.
20? 49 proof?
Oh, proof?
Oh, proof. Proof? Yeah, proof. Sorry.
Proof or percent?
Well, so it'd be 80 proof?
Over 80 proof, yeah.
Yeah.
85 proof. Okay, so.
Over 80 proof. Oh, 85.
What? 85's over 80. Come on, guys.
The only thing would have made that more awesome is he said, oh, 87 proof. Some random number that wasn't even round.
Right.
Like I know. Like I
exactly.
know what it is.
I can read Eric's body language.
And right now it says, do me.
Do me with your 87
We're
going to
cut all this. We're going to cut all this.
Yeah. So happy holidays, guys. Around that for the
yeah.
The
thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is actually decent.
We won't get another recording in before the holiday break here. So
that's true. The next time we record, it will be 2014.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
A new year.
A new year with time for full...
And on that note, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to One and Done. This has been a Wrapped in Bacon production, and I am Eric.
This is Adam.
This is Jason.
And this is Wayne.